Well, amen to that. There is no one else like him. What a joy to be back with you and worship together. We have missed you so much. It seems like just not that long ago, when 7 years ago, Sandy and the girls and I stood on this platform and we were installed as your pastors. And not that long ago, a year ago, Easter, when we all said goodbye to one another. And we have missed you so much. But what a joy it is to be here today to install your new pastor and to be here with the Petersons, with all of you. We are so grateful. And just before I invite the Petersons to the platform, I must say how grateful to God I am and how proud of you I am for how well you've done this last year. It's like you haven't missed a beat. And to Pastor Tom and the pastors and the staff, the Board of Deacons, all of the leaders throughout this congregation, all of you have volunteered, given. Thank God for what you have done. I'm so grateful for Pastor Don Tucker and his leadership, the first half of the interim, and the way the rest of you have just hung in there. And I'm so grateful for all that clock represents as you have prayed. And now the fruit of your prayers, God has brought you the right leaders for this next season. And I'd like Jeff and Carla and Michaela, one of their daughters, and Reverend Mrs. Peterson, Jeff's parents, to come and join me on the platform here. And in these next few moments, with pledges and prayer, we are going to install Jeff as the next lead pastor, the next senior pastor of Central Assembly. And Jeff and Carla, you've just left a grieving congregation, of course, in Mesa, Arizona, a wonderful church family that you've served for over 17, almost 18 years. And I'm sure that the tears of their goodbyes will mingle with the joys of Central Assembly's welcome for some time yet. But we want to say thank you for saying yes to the call of God to be here. And as a former pastor, I want to tell you, there's not a finer, more supportive congregation that you'll ever want to pastor than Central Assembly. May God bless you as you embrace them in your hearts, and they embrace you as well. Jeff, I've already come to greatly respect so many things about your leadership, your humility, your confidence in Christ, your relationalness, your care for people, your wonderful ability to expound God's word, and your intuitive, intentional gifts as a leader. And Carla, thank you. I know this is a lot of change for you, a lot of change in relationships. You've lived in Arizona an awful long time. Every time it rains here, every time we hear the sirens, we pray, oh God, help Carla not to check out of this. Michaela, you get to have your parents move in with you, and you have a younger sister, Aubrey, who is for her senior year in high school, all of all things, has to move to a new city and a new school. I had to do that when I was that age, and our hearts and prayers are with you all. And thank you for accepting this wonderful call. God's going to use you as a family, just by virtue of who you are. And already you've started to become a part of our hearts. Pastor Jeff, the scripture passage that the Lord has laid on my heart for this important moment comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4, where Peter writes, "To the elders among you I appeal as a fellow elder, as a witness of Christ's sufferings, and as one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Notice Peter refers to those he's writing to as his fellow elders. Jeff, I think I feel that in a special way as a former pastor to you. You are a fellow elder with me. Even though you are younger and you have more hair, you're a fellow young elder with me. And Peter then issues a series of charges that I'd like to ask you to accept this morning as we install you as pastor. I'll list these charges and then just have you say, "I will," at the end. Will you accept the charge to shepherd Central Assembly with a caring heart, overseeing this spiritual flock as one who serves rather than dominates, and one who leads with the anointing and authority of Christ, the great shepherd? Will you accept the charge to do this willingly and with joy, letting your heart be filled with love and appreciation for the people of God who worship and serve in this place? Will you accept the charge to embrace this privilege unselfishly, not looking to what you can gain out of it, but at how you can serve others, not feeling the pressure to prove anything to anyone, but just generously living out the call and giftings of God on your life? And will you accept the charge to lead out of personal influence rather than positional power, by living exemplary integrity in your personal life and your family life, staying pure before God and man, being a great husband and a great dad, handling money with accountability and care, proving your trustworthiness, and being an example of an authentic follower of Jesus? And finally, will you accept the charge to lead this congregation into its God-given future with faith and focused direction, being both wise and courageous, and making missional effectiveness a higher value than personal preference? If you will accept these charges as Peter has given them in the Word of God, will you say, "I will"? In congregation, would you stand with me, please? What a personal delight to be with you again for this moment. And I'd like to give you a charge and ask you in a moment to respond. We will. Will you pledge to pray for the Petersons daily, to tangibly encourage them and support them with your words and actions, and to partner with them in the fulfilling of the mission of Central Assembly through your faith, your time, your money, and your spiritual gifts? If you would make that pledge, would you please say, "We will"? And now we'd like to pray the prayer of installation, and I have asked Jeff's father, to Reverend Peterson, an experienced pastor and district leader himself, if he would lead us out, please, and then I'll complete the prayer. And would you just come forward, and just before we begin praying, I'd like to invite our board members, pastoral staff members, if you would come, please, and join us on the platform here. And Reverend Peterson, would you please begin our prayer?
Shar and I are honored to be with you today. Would you join us in prayer? Father, we approach you with continued praise and thanksgiving this day, for you are so worthy of the praises of your people. We thank you, Lord, for this church family. Thank you, Lord, for each one represented this day. And Lord, we thank you for the leadership of your Holy Spirit and the revelation of your will that has come with clarity in recent weeks. And Lord, we ask your continued blessing upon Jeff and Carla. Grant a rich anointing upon their lives, their ministry, their leadership, Lord, in the coming days, as well as this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for every area of ministry represented here today. And we pray, Lord, that the vision of Central Assembly of God in the coming days will be expanded, that truly every individual will be mindful that your hand rests upon this church family, and we commit them into your care and keeping in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And now will you stretch your hands out towards this family? Father, we now pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is head of the church, that the mantle of pastoral leadership that you have put upon Jeff's predecessors will now be laid upon his shoulders. My God, we agree together in prayer that as a leader, you will give Jeff the faith of Abraham and the courage of Moses and the leadership skill of David and the wisdom of Solomon. We pray, O God, that you will put within him fire in his bones through the word of God as you did with Jeremiah. I pray like you did with Daniel, you will give him the ability to see tomorrow. I pray, O God, like with the Apostle John, he will experience intimacy and love with you. I pray like the Apostle Paul, there will be anointing and authority upon his life. And most of all, like Christ. I pray that he will carry the character of Christ and the authority of Christ, the great church builder. And I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will empower him beyond his own capability to serve and lead this church. We receive him as the pastor of Central Assembly. We rejoice in giving your church the gift of godly leaders, and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all his church said, amen, amen. Amen. Congregation, I present to you Pastor Jeff Peterson and his family. Love you, man. Bless you.
Thank you so much. You may be seated. A wave of emotion that I didn't feel in the early service. Isn't that funny? But something about second services. Thank you so much, staff and church. What a great church it is. I'm just relieved we're in the second service that I can just take a big breath and go long. Could I hear an amen? Amen. We kind of feel pushed in that early service, but it is an honor to be here. It's an honor to have Membership Sunday to see 40 new members. Isn't that exciting when you didn't even have a senior pastor? That's exciting. And I hope that doesn't decrease in the next year. Could I hear an amen? You know, but that's a great way to start. And we're just so honored to be here. It's great to have my parents here. Mom called just a week ago and said, Jeff, would you mind? And how many know when your mom asks you, would you mind? Give me a break, Mom. You know, I don't mind Dad coming, you know, I mean it. No, I'm just kidding. Somebody didn't even catch that, but that's all right. But anyway, it's an honor to have them with us. Our daughter, Michaela, our middle daughter is with us that is here in Springfield at James River Leadership School. And our youngest will be here in about a month after church camp and finishing out school year. And our oldest is married, newly married, and could not work it out with her work schedule, but they will hopefully be here in summer months. And so anyway, I wish that all of them could be here, but it's great to have you here. And how many believe that the Pastor Mike, if he really had a heart for God, he would continue that 1 a.m. prayer time? How many believe that? I mean, seriously, that's right. That's right. Could I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, I think so too. We'll be talking about that this week in Mike's, man, where's his heart? And I have to say, it is an incredible privilege to follow Pastor Jim and Sandy Bradford here at Central Assembly. Would you give them a hand this morning? Amen. I have met Jim by phone, and then we just had lunch this week together after I arrived Wednesday night and heard the siren Thursday morning. And what a way to welcome you right into Springfield. It was just great. But I feel with Jim, seriously, a kindred spirit, and I respect him as one of our great leaders now in the position that he's in. But I hear his heart, and I just pray that I will be able to carry on what Jim and Sandy did here, that Carl and I will be able to carry that forward, and in real honor and respect to them. But they're dear people. I know they did just an incredible job here. And I want to say publicly, and I didn't in the early service, but Sandy, I want you to know this, that I would so welcome, and Carla would, that you would attend Central Assembly and with your girls and make this your church home. Please know that, and Jim as well. The only thing is that I ask that you tithe, that you double tithe, if you would. How many think that would be neat for our church? That'd be wonderful. I look forward to tonight. Tonight is a prayer night. I love prayer. To say I am a man of prayer, I think, is hallowed ground, so I'm careful. But I will say this. I love to pray, and I love prayer. Tonight is important. Please be here. Whatever your age, please be here. And let's not let the seniors of this church carry the prayer ministry. We ought to have every generation coming out and seeking the face of God, learning, if anything, from our seniors. And even as I learned from my senior, Jim, as he mentioned that. Jim, I've never been complimented before that I have more hair than somebody. So that was just like, wow, you just really made my day.